CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Leo Hanian of the Hoover Institution. He's also a professor at UCLA. Looking at a new item in the news, I'm certain everybody saw a glance at it. It has to do with San Francisco, the streets of San Francisco, once a very famous TV show. But now a debate. What is to be done with the trash overrun everywhere? The item that is said to be a response is a new trash can, a new design trash can, costing $20,000 each. Lee, please explain how they got to $20,000 for a trash can that I'm looking at right now across the room. Good evening to you, Lee.
Good evening, John. Yeah, San Francisco has a trash problem. Their trash cans are overflowing onto the street. Their trash pickup folks don't come by often enough, and what San Francisco policymakers say is that there's theft of the trash can. I guess the old saw of one man's trash is another man's treasure applies here. But, John, when you take a look at those trash cans, they look like they're perfectly serviceable. They're green metal. They have relatively small openings. But San Francisco looked at this as a way of saying, we need something entirely new. So they hired some industrial designers who came up with three, you know, mid-century modern architectural drawings for three different types of trash cans. And when all is said and done, San Francisco has committed about $300,000 for a prototype plan, which is going to come down to about $20,000 per trash can. And the trash can is going to have a little computer chip in it that's going to send out a distress signal to those folks who are responsible for emptying those trash cans just before it gets full. And it's going to be ostensibly theft-proof. So we suddenly have the $20,000 trash can that's going to be on the streets of San Francisco.
One of these designs, called the Slim Silhouette, looks like a very large lighter left over from the Second World War. Looks like you'd flick it when you're about to make a decision about bombing Germany. That's what it looks like. However, there's so much to explore here in the irony of it. Let's begin, Lee, with our understanding of San Francisco streets. I have not been there since the pandemic. It's difficult to travel as it is. But the reporting says that the streets of San Francisco have become unacceptable and dangerous, with needles and homeless and trash and the detritus of human beings. Is that still accurate? And are these trash cans an answer to what's happening in the streets of San Francisco's disorder?
Yeah, John, you're absolutely right. Trash flowing onto the streets is really a symptom of much deeper and bigger and really horrific problems that the city has not been able to confront, and really it's an issue of an unwillingness to lead, an unwillingness to govern, an unwillingness to confront really a drug problem, an opioid abuse problem that is leading to this issue. About a month ago, I got a phone call from an Australian fellow who lives in Washington, D.C., who's a writer for the Australian magazine, and he called me up, and he had taken a vacation to San Francisco. And he's about 35 years old, so he's seen, and obviously an international fellow, he's seen his share of things around the world. He couldn't believe it. He said he took a run from his hotel. He was propositioned four times along his run while he was waiting to cross the street at a red light. He was propositioned four times to buy drugs. He said there were countless drug addicts who were passed out on the street, who were vomiting. It is just a sea of very sad human waste. And this is really about San Francisco policies that not only promote drug use, but that promote drug pushers and criminal gangs that come in the city, and they have taken over large parts of San Francisco. There's a very simple answer, but those who run the city are unwilling to put that answer into place. And that really is about establishing order and going back to the basic principles of government, which is about protecting its citizens and applying a sensible set of rules and laws.
What we have in the trash cans represents people who want to clean things up. I understand that. But it's a peculiar response to cleaning things up. The source of the trash is the thing that you must attend to. I noted during the worst of the pandemic in New York, I had an apartment from East 44th to walk to West 34th and 32nd each day. in the worst of the pandemic, down Madison Avenue to 34th and across 34th Street. And people familiar with Manhattan know that's a very busy throughway that I was walking. There were no people, there were no cars, but most importantly, there were no trash. No trash whatsoever. People create trash. However, you don't clean the trash up unless you attend to the people problem, is my simple formula. I'm trying to say, Lee, this is not a San Francisco problem only. We're all recovering from the worst of the pandemic. I've seen video of downtown Los Angeles. It's overrun with the homeless who also have these lifestyle problems, drug problems. I believe other cities in California are also troubled, but it spreads to up the West Coast and it's across the country. To your knowledge, is the leadership of San Francisco, is the leadership of California ready to address the problem of people who are alienated and deeply, deeply ill?
No, well, thus far, we haven't seen any effort to really implement that. San Francisco is really the location, is really ground zero for this type of behavior because of incredibly lenient, really not just drug use policies, but really an acceptance of illegal substance abuse. We have criminal drug gangs who now are parked in San Francisco. There has been no effort whatsoever on the part of the San Francisco district attorney, a fellow named J.C. Boudin. He has been thus far unwilling to prosecute, as far as I know from speaking with people in San Francisco, unwilling to prosecute any types of crimes along those lines. And as you mentioned, we have all sort of attendant problems, which is San Francisco, Walgreens and CVSs and other types of pharmacies. Folks are walking into those drug stores and just walking out with merchandise. And there's no effort to stop them because it is now a misdemeanor. Police won't prosecute a misdemeanor, or police won't go after a misdemeanor, and the DA won't prosecute it. So there's a simple solution, but thus far we're not seeing really anyone in these cities who's willing to take that step.
Back to the trash cans. You have a wonderful idea, which is to put this to a contest to young engineers who can do the same thing, achieve the same result at a lot lower cost. Is that now part of the conversation, or are you just too practical-minded for San Francisco, Lee?
You know, John, when I read about this, I did a quick Google search about high school students participating in science projects, and I checked out what they were doing, and it is just remarkable. It is just remarkable. I looked at some of the titles of their winning projects. I'll just give you one because it's a lot of words. A microfluidic device for blood plasma separation and fluorescence detection of biomarkers using acoustic microstreaming. Now, there were almost 40 kids in California who came up with science projects at this level. So my idea was to say, hey, you know, let's open up a competition and have one of these young Einsteins come up with a new way to put a computer chip into a trash can and let those trash folks know when it needs to be emptied out. And we'll give the winning school some money for their science program, and we'll give the young Einstein a cash award as well. But John, you know, it's easy to spend other people's money instead to try to come up with cost-effective solutions. So, no, that's not part of the conversation. The budget has already been in place, and the design firm has already been paid to put together these designs, including the one that you indicated was like a lighter from World War II.
Final minute, Lee. There's a political event forthcoming in September, a recall vote. To your knowledge, does the governor, Mr. Newsom, address this matter of the streets of San Francisco, of the disorder, of the people who are in horrible shape?
They are in horrible shape. This is in no one's best interest, including people who've lost control of their lives. So what the governor has done to look a little bit tougher on crime, he just signed into a bill that now makes it a felony to shoplift, even if the amount that's shoplifted is less than $950. That $950 is a cutoff point between a misdemeanor and a felony. And it becomes a felony if the person, if it can be established that the thief is part of a gang, or has plans to resell the merchandise, as opposed to just using it themselves. That's as far as I've seen. He has not had any discussions or conversations or press releases about the fact that we need to have a total redo in San Francisco and a lot of other cities that you're aware of, such as Venice, California, which is having similar issues, Los Angeles, you name it.
Leo Hanian is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, professor of economics and director of the Ettinger Family Program and Macroeconomic Research at UCLA. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.